This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello, this is Natalie Pinchem. I'll be reading summaries of articles on epilepsy, surgical technique, and the spine, published by JNS Pediatrics on May 2, 2014. Fibrin sealant to prevent subdural electrode migration during intracranial electroencephalographic monitoring in a patient with a large arachnoid cyst. A case report by Alistair Hoyt and colleagues. Intracranial EEG monitoring is an integral component in localization of the epileptogenic zone in many patients who undergo epilepsy surgery. Ensuring that the electrode grids remain in a stable position with relation to the underlying cortex can be difficult, particularly when attempting to anchor electrodes within a fluid-filled space, such as a decompressed arachnoid cyst. This case report illustrates the successful use of a fibrin sealant to secure subdural electrodes to concave cortical surfaces during invasive monitoring for localization-related epilepsy. Fixation with C2 laminar screws in occipitocervical or C1-2 constructs in children 5 years of age or younger. A series of 18 patients. A clinical article by Jennifer Savage and co-authors. There are rare situations in which upper cervical spine fusion is indicated in children younger than 5 years of age. Although screw fixation improves the fusion rate compared to non-rigid constructs, screw placement may be difficult in younger children. In this study, the authors review 18 children 5 years of age or younger who underwent occipitocervical or C1-2 fusion, incorporating at least one C2 translaminar screw as part of the construct. A total of 24 translaminar screws were placed. All screws were placed safely. There was one medial cortical breach that did not cause neurological compression or deficit. Two patients died of progression of their original disease. Four patients were followed for 3 to 6 months. All showed either the beginnings of or completed bony fusion on CT scans. The other 12 patients were followed for more than 6 months. All 12 showed radiographic stability or completed bony fusion. A translaminar screw is relatively straightforward to place, reduces the risk of vertebral artery injury, and allows bicortical purchase with a relatively large screw. The authors conclude that C2 translaminar screws are an effective part of an upper cervical spine fusion construct in very young children. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.